Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we are exploring how we access healthcare and especially mental health services.
With telehealth.
Telehealth. So exciting.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people listening have probably already tried it,
mm-hmm.
especially for therapy. But like, it's totally natural to have questions about like, what even is it?
Right.
Like, what can it do? And of course, the big question, is it even safe?
Yeah, is it secure?
Especially for health information.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about sharing some pretty sensitive stuff online. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So let's break it all down, starting with what telehealth actually is.
Yeah. So like at its core, telehealth is about using technology to like deliver healthcare remotely.
Okay.
So think video calls with your therapist.
Okay.
Managing chronic conditions through like apps.
Interesting.
Even post-op checkups right from home.
Oh, wow.
It's healthcare without the hassle of travel and rigid schedules.
Oh, I love that. Healthcare without the hassle.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's right.
It's like having a doctor's visit in your pajamas.
Exactly.
No commute, no waiting rooms.
No waiting rooms.
Especially for mental health, that can be a huge relief.
It really can. And that convenience is a big reason telehealth is like growing so rapidly.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're even seeing like AI and virtual reality being used in therapy now.
Wow.
Like imagine getting personalized therapy recommendations from an AI that's analyzed your specific needs.
That is wild.
That's the future unfolding.
Wow. AI therapy recommendations.
Yeah.
That's pretty out there.
It is.
But okay, before we get too futuristic.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the here and now.
Okay.
What are some of the biggest benefits people are experiencing with telehealth today?
Well, apart from the convenience factor, telehealth can actually be more cost effective than traditional therapy.
Okay.
Which is a big plus for a lot of people.
Right. And it makes it more accessible to people, too.
Exactly. Plus, it allows people in like rural areas or with limited mobility to access like specialized care that they might not have been able to before.
That's fantastic. Breaking down those barriers to access is so important.
It is.
It seems like telehealth is like opening up a whole new world.
It is.
For people seeking mental health support.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But like any new frontier.
Right.
There are challenges we need to be mindful of.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about those.
Okay.
What are some of the potential downsides or limitations that we need to be aware of?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is ensuring everyone has equal access to the technology needed
mm-hmm.
for telehealth.
Right.
Not everyone has like reliable internet access or the latest devices.
Of course.
So we need to be mindful of those digital divides.
That's a really important point.
Mm.
We don't want to create a system where
right.
only certain people can benefit.
Exactly.
What about the human element of therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Can a video call ever truly replace face-to-face interaction?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
While some people may prefer in-person interaction, telehealth offers a level of accessibility and convenience that can be life-changing for others.
Right.
It really depends on the individual's needs and preferences.
I see your point. So it's about having options.
Yeah.
And finding what works best.
For sure.
For each person.
Yeah.
What about the regulatory side of things?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any legal or ethical considerations that we need to be aware of?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Telehealth services are still subject to the same ethical and legal standards as in-person care, which includes HIPAA compliance.
Okay, so HIPAA, that's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Tell me more about how that applies to telehealth.
Okay.
What's being done to protect my information in this digital space?
Think of HIPAA like a digital bodyguard for your health information.
Okay.
Making sure it stays safe during your telehealth journey.
Interesting.
It mandates things like robust security measures,
mm-hmm.
clear consent procedures,
okay.
and strict protocols for like data storage and access.
Mm-hmm. So it's all about building trust.
Exactly.
And giving you peace of mind.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Knowing those protections are in place definitely makes me feel more comfortable exploring telehealth options.
Absolutely. And remember, just like you would research any healthcare provider,
mm-hmm.
it's important to do your due diligence when choosing a telehealth platform.
You're right. We wouldn't just walk into any doctor's office without checking their credentials.
Right.
So the same applies here.
Exactly.
So what are some red flags
okay.
we should be on the lookout for when we're evaluating a platform?
One big red flag is a lack of clear information about their privacy and security policies.
Okay.
Look for platforms that are upfront about their compliance
mm-hmm.
and have detailed explanations of how they handle your data.
Got it. So transparency is key.
Yes.
So it's like checking the ingredients list before you buy something.
Exactly.
You want to know exactly what you're getting into.
Right.
And always be wary of platforms that like pressure you into sharing more information than you're comfortable with.
Exactly.
Or that use unsecured communication channels.
Right. Your privacy and security should be their top priority.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So it's all about doing your homework, asking questions, and making informed choices.
Exactly. Now, if we're talking about platforms that prioritize both security and a client-centered approach, I have to mention the S&E Mind Reset Center.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
S&E Mind Reset Center, our very own haven for mental well-being.
Yes.
I'm eager to hear more about how they're incorporating telehealth into their services.
At S&E, we're committed to creating a safe and supportive space, whether you're joining us in person or through our secure telehealth platform. We believe that HIPAA compliance is not just a checkbox, but the foundation of trust.
Right.
That allows our clients to feel comfortable opening up.
Yeah.
And working towards their mental health goals.
I love that emphasis on building trust.
Yeah.
It's so crucial.
It is.
Especially when we're talking about something as personal as mental health. Can you tell us a bit more about the specific telehealth solutions S&E offers?
Sure.
And how they ensure that safe space you mentioned?
Of course. We offer a range of services through our secure platform, including individual therapy, group support, medication management, and even educational workshops.
Wow.
Everything is designed to meet the highest standards of privacy and security.
Right.
So you can focus on your well-being, knowing your information is protected.
That's reassuring to hear. It sounds like S&E is really taking a holistic approach to telehealth.
Absolutely.
Offering a comprehensive suite of services while prioritizing privacy and security every step of the way.
Exactly. We believe everyone deserves a safe and supportive space to embark on their mental health journey, and telehealth is a powerful tool for making that happen.
This has been a fantastic overview of what telehealth is all about.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I want to circle back to the issue of data security. Especially for those who might still be feeling a bit hesitant about sharing their personal information online.
You're right. That's a valid concern, and it's important to address it head on.
Yeah.
In our next segment, we'll dive deeper into the specifics of HIPAA compliance and telehealth, exploring the different layers of protection that are in place to safeguard your data. Think of it as a behind-the-scenes tour of that digital fortress we talked about earlier.
Okay. Now, that's a deep dive I'm definitely looking forward to. We'll be right back after a quick break to unpack the world of HIPAA compliance and how it works to protect your privacy in the realm of telehealth. Stay tuned.